Hello again, and welcome back to Two Guys in the Neighborhood. I'm Bruce Carlisle. With me again is the Sage of Verona, Mr. Mark Popovich.
Bruce, I'm a little less sage-like, but I'm happier in hell to be here on this beautiful spring day.
I have it. It's almost been a month since we've been back in the studio.
I know, but we're back. We have a lot of stuff bringing us back into the studio.
That is.
And not the least of which is our good friend, Heather Martin.
Welcome back, Heather.
Hi, thank you so much. This is an exciting day.
It is an exciting day. We just let our normal listeners catch up on the best of as we recycle. Let them catch up through the list because we came so hot and heavy early on in the year. We wanted to make sure they had time to wade through like fine wine.
We're only getting better with age.
Yes.
And this hiatus, I think, did us well. I think we got refreshed.
Oh, yes. I feel much more energized.
Absolutely. I'm energized. I'm ready for the playoff stretch run here of our summer fair, which is picking up drastically. But before we get to our summer fair,
yes,
the TV season just rounded up. We all made our predictions back in September.
Yes.
Some of those proved out to be genius.
Yes.
Some of those, like picking Pan Am to be a hit, not so much.
I didn't pick Pan Am to be a hit. I had a bet with you, though, that we were going to get burritos if it got picked up for a second season.
And?
It did not.
It did not.
You know what else got shockingly canceled that I thought I think I had on my list? The Secret Circle.
I don't want to talk about it.
I can't believe it got canceled.
Here's the thing that's even more shocking. The CW canceled the show.
I know. And it was.
They don't cancel anything.
Not the worst show on the CW. I mean, to be honest.
What's the worst show on the CW?
The Melrose Place, probably. Or the new one, the LA Complex. Has anybody even seen these?
Wait. They brought back Melrose Place?
Yes.
Like years ago.
Because they brought back
90210.
Well,
they
obviously,
did,
one goes with the other.
Place.
There's the Alpha and the Omega.
I think that one's gone, but that was bad.
Okay.
I think they both were pretty bad.
And now they have
remakes.
One called LA Complex.
Now, not to
bad.
Get too much when we're talking about.
Wait, LA, is it a complex, like an apartment
yes.
complex?
Yes.
But they've also got complex problems, so it works both ways.
Oh, it's very highbrow.
So deep on many
wow.
levels. Now, speaking of, because I know you've talked about it on this podcast before, and it's a remake, are you going to watch the remake of Dallas? I think they're regretting
no!
on TNT. Are you
no!
just going to watch the intro again to see the Dallas Cowboys Stadium?
I will watch the intro just to see if it's on there, and to see if they have the new Texas Stadium on there.
Okay, so at least that one's on there. But
yeah, I'll watch the first minute of it. Will they wake up from dreams again? Never mind. I don't want to get back into who shot JR. That's a whole rabbit hole we don't need to go down.
But it's bringing it new for a new generation of people.
The generation that listens to this podcast doesn't care. How about that?
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. They're going to leave Dallas where it belongs.
I had a double whammy that day. I got watching the upfronts. I got excited because Unforgettable, which scored solid ratings, it got like 11, 12 million people watched it, got canceled.
That's the Poppy Montgomery?
The Poppy Montgomery one. And then I was like, yes, I'm going to pull ahead. And then The Secret Circle.
Awesome.
That hurt.
New Girl is up for a second season.
Yes.
I think that's one of all of our favorite shows.
It is one of our favorite shows. I forget which one who drafted it. I think it was you.
I want to say it was me.
It was Heather.
I think it was you.
It was Heather who had drafted New Girl as a hit, and she was right.
Yes.
I think the biggest hit I was right about was Two Broke Girls.
Yeah.
Which is now going to be the anchor of CBS's Monday night lineup.
Is it really?
Yeah,
is
they move Two and a Half Men to Thursdays next year, and Two Broke Girls moves into Mondays at 9.
Wow.
Interesting. Why would they get away that strong, I guess, to get Big Bang Theory?
Well, Big Bang Theory is the number one rated show on television, in case you were not aware.
I agree.
Which, as somebody who's – I don't know anybody that likes that show still.
My aunt still watches it. Julie
yeah, sure. Yeah, Julie does watch that.
But I watch it.
You do?
In reruns. I don't follow it, but I watch it every night, probably.
Really?
It's one of those shows that you just end up watching
I think
every
that's
night.
How you describe –
That's how I feel about How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, but How I Met Your Mother is better.
Is it?
Yeah.
I would agree that How I Met Your Mother is better.
Once you start watching it sequentially, it's better.
I have caught myself 5 to 10 minute stretches of watching How I Met Your Mother when you're flipping. It's on. It's now the new Friends.
It's ubiquitous. It's on everywhere.
Yeah. So I feel like it's not the worst show in the world. Are they just lining up all the Chuck Lorre vehicles on the same night again?
Well, so they're moving.
Is that part of the apocalypse? And once all Chuck Lorre shows line up evenly, the poles will flip?
The theory with moving Two and a Half Men in their press release today was, I think, that they want to get a stronger lead-in for the two new Thursday shows they're introducing after.
Oh.
So they're introducing new
Does
shows.
Does that mean they're getting rid of Person of Interest on Thursdays?
I think that's moving to Sundays, if I remember right.
Sunday might not be a bad place for that show. I've almost given up on that one.
After The Good Wife, potentially on Sundays.
That sounds
good. If I remember my CBS press release from today.
So it's not the worst thing in the world that Community got bumped to Friday. At least
no,
you
that
to...
is the worst thing in the
it
world.
It did get bumped to Friday. See, I'm so behind.
Yeah, Community got bumped to Friday, which nobody watches TV on Friday. That's why it's the worst thing in the world. Second reason why is that it's paired with a show that has no crossover viewers at all in Whitney.
Okay, let's be perfectly honest. This show is pulling less than 4 million viewers.
Both shows are pulling less than 4 million viewers.
On Thursday at 8 o'clock. So it's not like you're really... It's
not a tentpole show.
Yes. So, and if what the argument of the Community, you know, fan group is saying is we're not traditional viewers. We're watching it at different times. We're not watching it Thursday at 8 because we've got crazy hipster things to do Thursdays
Absolutely.
At 8.
I do so many crazy hipster things.
Well, that's their argument that we're not traditional TV watchers, man. Thursday's too hectic. We're out doing pogo sticks or whatever hipsters do nowadays.
They ride those uneven bicycles from the late
19th century. I assume that's how it is. So moving it to Friday is not the worst thing. Do you watch Community Thursday at 8? And now you are an older person, as your love of CBS has proven.
Okay. I watch Community Thursdays at like 8:20.
Yeah, and then you kind of, you watch.
I let it go. Enough time go by so the commercials. I don't have to watch commercials. Mm-hmm. It's DVR'd, but it is definitely viewed by Thursday at 9.
Okay.
So I usually we're pretty close. The one we don't ever catch up on until later usually is 30 Rock. Parks and Rec and Community are the two shows we always watch on Thursday night.
Okay.
But even worse news for Community than being moved to Friday and being paired with Whitney, Dan Harmon, showrunner, show creator, contract has not been renewed for next year.
They're going to run 13 episodes of Community without Dan Harmon?
That's what's being thrown out there.
There's no way.
I'm just saying that's what – I think that's the far bigger concern is that Fridays at 8:30 – it's going to be DVR'd. I can watch it on Saturday morning or whatever, and it's not going to make any bit of difference to me. But Dan Harmon not being there, that's going to make a big difference to me.
Now, here it gets into a bigger topic that I wanted to address to you guys, why we brought the council together today, is these boutique shows, which is a nice way to put, because the other show that you have that's going on to a different, moving on to better pastures is Cougar Town. It's moving
for me,
from,
Heather, yeah.
I wish I had a...
Yeah.
So it's moving from traditional broadcast to TBS.
Yes.
The home, the ex-home of George Lopez and the home of Conan O'Brien and Tyler Perry. Now, here's the thing, and here's the question I want to, is it worth fighting tooth and nail for 13 more episodes of a show that nobody really cares about? I put Community, how about this? The general public doesn't care about. You have rabid fans in both, but if you take Dan Harmon out of Community or you move it to TBS so it has a smaller budget, are you really getting the same show or are you just fighting for nostalgia at this point?
I don't think you're fighting for nostalgia. I think losing Dan Harmon's far bigger than getting moved to TBS because that's the creative thing behind the show. Bill Lawrence isn't going away from Cougar Town. Bill Lawrence is just probably going to make a little less money moving his show to TBS. So I think you're fine there. I think the creative part is what we as fans of shows care most about. And I think it's really interesting now, if you were to ask me and ask a normal TV viewer in 1996, who was the showrunner for Friends?
Oh, I used to know this. There are two people.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It was like David Crane and Marta Kaufman, I believe. Mm, yeah. Okay. Were the creative team. Okay. But like, they like now all my favorite shows, I can tell you who the showrunner is for all my favorite shows. Mm-hmm. So now I think the creative end is getting much, I don't want to say much more credit, but much more publicity to it. And so that if I know that Cougar Town is going to TBS with Bill Lawrence and crew at all still there, I'm still going to tune in and watch that show because it's a show I like. It's people I like hanging out with, and I'm sure they're going to still tell good stories. That's why I watch that show.
But it goes in the same thing as Arrested Development. Like, people have been pining for this. Is it going – do you build this up – much like past relationships that fail and don't make it, do you build it up to be more in your head than it actually is?
I think if there's a gap of time like there has been with Arrested Development, absolutely. Cougar Town's not going away. It's coming back next year at the same time, just on a different channel. It's the same show, different channel. So I don't think you're pining for nostalgia.
But you're really just appeasing a small fan base. The same thing.
You're not just appeasing a small fan base. You're giving – I think this is a huge step for TBS because TBS is getting a legitimate network fare to come to their cable niche channel. And so if Cougar Town brings – Cougar Town, I would say, is similar to Community that they have a very small but loyal fan base. Okay? It has – like they've had these Cougar Town – gatherings and showings of the shows and that have drawn thousands of people, like in Chicago and Austin and New York, where fans just come out to a park and watch two episodes together and hang out. That wouldn't happen if you showed NCIS, I don't think. Maybe it would. I don't know. All right. I don't know if there's a rabid fan base for NCIS. I don't think that many people. There wouldn't be enough handicap parking there. Let's just say that. Okay.
It'd have to be pretty early.
Yeah, it'd have to be pretty early in the day. They have to offer some sort of early bird special meal to go with it. Special cane parking. I don't know. Okay. But I think Cougar Town. You're gonna get if 3.4 million people watch an episode of Cougar Town on ABC. I'm going to say 2.8 million are going to watch it on TBS next year. You're not going to have much of a drop-off.
Okay, Kevin.
I would agree. Yeah, I think DVR has just kind of made it – it doesn't matter anymore when it's on or what channel, because I don't know what channel half my shows are on because they're just on my DVR. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to it.
But we are the elite. A startling amount of people still do not have DVRs. I know you're sitting there going, who are these people?
My parents just canceled theirs.
What? I've never heard of anybody.
Swear to God.
What? That's
They're
insane.
Like, so sick of it. I don't know. They hate technology.
Did it get to be?
I have never heard of anybody getting a DVR and going, you know what? This is too convenient. I don't want this anymore.
You know, I've heard I haven't heard people doing it, but I can understand in the sense that it starts. You become a slave to that DVR. You got 15 episodes you got to watch, and you're like, I don't want to watch
you
that.
You do become a slave
like,
to the
DVR. They won't ever go back and watch something. It just feels weird to them. If they don't get it, if they don't watch it at 8 o'clock on Thursday, they don't want to watch it.
So what do your parents watch?
Probably NCIS.
They're big Mark Harmon fans.
I don't know what they watch. They don't watch a lot of – they're not religious devoted people, religiously devoted
show.
People to any show, really. They're kind of like – They watch and then
they're
TV go.
Atheists.
Yeah, they'd rather watch Wheel of Fortune, I think, than Community. But so they sent and they still use the paper
TV guide. Wow, I thought I was skewing older.
Well, my parents
are older.
Thank
you, Mr. and Mrs. Martin, for making me feel so young.
I mean, they are old school about their TV.
Wow,
it's weird.
Do they okay on Sundays when the new TV guide comes? Do they highlight which programs they're going to watch that week?
But that's the thing; they don't plan. I mean, they don't look at TV in that way. I don't know
so
where
they don't
I
even
came
use the,
from.
Like, the guide function on their cable box. It's just what's on tonight. You know, honey,
they still
get the
flip
newspaper.
Around the dial?
No, I think they get the newspaper and they look through
they
and say, "Well, hey, TBS has got Dallas. Remember we used to watch that? Hey, let's get
I think,
that one
like,
go.
Half the time they'll use the guide and half the time they'll use the paper. But they also, like, read the paper every day.
I read the paper every day.
I know. I guess it's just they've done it for so many years. It's just they didn't want the DVR.
Does that mean 25 years from now we're going to become slaves to DVRs and Sydney and Eliza and all of them? We're going to be like, oh, I just get it on my iPad and I take it to work with
me.
We
don't even have iPads anymore.
I know.
Yeah, no.
Like on demand in your brain, it's going to be freaky.
Well, and I think the technology now is just going so fast. It's like you kind of have to keep up. They just missed that train, and they just gave up in 1987.
I think they willingly stepped away from it and said, I'm good.
It's not for them.
They don't want it. Yeah, it was good for them.
I don't want to bog us down, but a quick side note for the master's class I made, I had to create a collage about myself. And yes, I included a picture of Andy Rooney in my collage.
Wow.
So there you go. Skewing older still. And then I would say, you know, we're talking about favorite new shows. We all like New Girl, which I think has given me my favorite new television character in Schmidt.
Oh, my gosh. Schmidt is the best.
Schmidt's amazing.
I do.
Can
like
I tell you, there's one of the churches by James's mom's house is having a handbell concert. And
no
I might
way.
Go just because Winston may be there.
Yeah, that would
but
be awesome.
But I think they're making things cool again from
yeah.
that show.
Okay, that's good. You had a theory on New Girl I think you wanted to share
Which,
at some point.
Oh, it's gonna be a long – the argument that we got into is when you talk about there's two different kinds of shows, and I think this kind of speaks to the popularity of New Girl. And it's popular shows like New Girl, Mad Men – Mad Men's a little bit different, whereas Breaking Bad, I put Community and Mad Men on the same side.
Okay.
And I put New Girl and Breaking Bad on the same side.
I love all four shows.
Okay, well, they're good shows, but the thing where you get bogged down with Community and to some extent Mad Men, even though Mad Men has done a good job of establishing characters at the beginning, but now, and I think part of the season why I'm not as big of a fan, is they're moving parts. Whereas Community you get like a very cursory view of each character. You don't get deep into what drives Abed. You don't get deep into what drives Troy. Now, you much like you get a little bit every fourth week about what drives that person. Whereas you don't really feel as connected to the character. You like the characters. You want to hang out with the characters. Or in Madsman's case, they're incredibly cool. You wish you could be them. But you take your shows like Breaking Bad, two characters, really.
Right.
And that's so focused on developing them. You get so much stronger writing. New Girls, four characters. Five if you count Cece.
Yeah.
And that's just, we're going to devote all our time to developing these five people. Whereas in Community, you've got Starburns, you've got Leonard, you've got Magnum, you've got...
Well, you don't have Starburns.
Not anymore. I know. Take a moment
to say
goodbye.
I would say that Alan Sepal keeps drawing parallels between Community and The Simpsons Parks and Rec, excuse me, in The Simpsons, as it's like a show that keeps building all these periphery characters, like Comic Book Guy or, you know, Kent Brockman or Principal Skinner. Like, they become sort of part of the fabric of the community of the show. And Community, I think, is trying to do that on a smaller scale.
I get that, but can you pull that off in a medium that isn't a cartoon, whereas you make your characters...
I think Parks and Rec pulls that off brilliantly.
Parks and Rec struggled at the beginning.
Yes, they did.
Because they tried to focus so much at the world at large that they got better. And when I finally started tuning into it, when it was about Leslie in the Parks Department, not the wacky characters she meets out in the world.
Right.
Because I don't care about someone I might not see for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm watching the show, like, and the difference between the first season of Parks and Rec, which I never watched because I found it to be tiresome, and this season, which I loved immensely because we all were in Leslie Knope's campaign to the very end.
Yeah.
And, hey, I was cheering when she won. I was excited. And that's because they got back to good old-fashioned character-driven storytelling.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's part of the problem with Community, and not to get into a long-running thing about Mad Men, I feel like that's part of the problem that we're having with Mad Men. We spent all this time developing Don and Roger Sterling and Pete. We've barely done a little bit of Pete. Don's kind of not been the focus. We've been spending so much time on Megan Draper, which is great because...
Zuby.
Great. I know you're a big fan.
I'm a big fan of Megan Calvey Draper.
I'm not, but that's okay. Like, but I get that she is the new 60s girl. And we're supposed to, as she grows and the other characters don't figure it out, like how she is like a bird that can fly and they're used to their much more like... The one thing that I liked about a couple episodes ago was when Megan quits advertising because it's not her passion.
Right.
And to the old Don Draper, grew up during the Great Depression, how do you turn down a good job to follow your passion? It's a good job. You don't turn down a good job.
He said, I grew up in the 30s. My dream was indoor plumbing.
Right. Like, in the sense that, like, you didn't have that kind of luxury, so there's that generation divide.
Right. But talking about Mad Men, what's been your highlight of the season so far? Has it been Roger Sterling's LSD trip? Campbell, Lane Price fight?
I think it was Rory Gilmore having a chance to be a sex character.
She was terrible, by the way.
I didn't mind Rory Gilmore. I was gonna defend Rory Gilmore. I
didn't think she was very good.
Aww.
I'm telling you now, and I know you're gonna completely disagree with me
because
this is just how we vote. If I had a choice, if I was Pete Campbell, if I was a man of the 60s, I would take Rory Gilmore and Alison Brie over January Jones and Megan Draper like that. And I know you disagree.
I would disagree. I would completely disagree. Well, I would put Alison Brie's in that conversation, but Rory Gilmore is not.
I think she pulled off that desperate housewife, that 60s desperate housewife, better than what critics were lambasting. What other thing is she going to do for
him?
I don't know.
I just didn't get her. Even as we were watching, I was like, this seemed awkward to me. She didn't seem like she was fully in it, but that was just me. So, anyway.
I wasn't going to
say
that.
Thank you for defending Rory.
I would defend Rory. So,
I never watched Gilmore Girls.
But, I mean, the last thing about Mad Men is, when's the last time you've seen Joan in an episode? About four episodes before you've seen Joan get developed. And we spent so much time developing her character. She's been subbed out to the bench.
Well, I liked that Joni kicked her piece of crap husband out, the rapist.
Good job.
Glad to see him go.
Four episodes. I think we did a podcast on that.
That's how long it's been. I was glad to see Dr. Greg the rapist
to
Vietnam.
That's I feel that they've built too big of a world, and it gets unwieldy when you add in new characters. You have to let some characters go. Whereas what I like about...
We've barely seen Fat Betty Francis.
I agree. So, I mean, like, that's what I like about Breaking Bad. It's very much Bryan Cranston and Jesse, and that's it. And then the one bad guy they work against, whatever the season happens to be.
All right, so New Girl, we definitely all loved New Girl as a new show. The only other show that I think that I really liked that was new that both Heather and I like is Suburgatory.
Really good.
I think it's really good.
And
Alicia
Silverstone. Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Clueless reunion.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Suburgatory.
I don't know. I'm full up at the end. I can't see myself taking another comedy that might not fly.
You just do that. You do happy endings. You have Modern Family in the middle.
Watch,
what a great sandwich.
I can't watch happy endings.
I know
I've
you
tried.
Can't.
I've
happy
tried.
Endings got brought back.
I know. I was very
happy.
It was a great show.
Maybe I'm too old. I don't get
happy endings either.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't think
if
think
somebody stood you up at the altar, I wouldn't want to be in the same room as that person, much less continue to be a part of that friend group. And maybe that's just me. I'm not forgiving enough.
Okay, fair enough.
So I mean, that part makes it tough.
I won't try to convince you.
And I only believe that Elijah Cuthbert should be chased by cougars at least at any given time.
She's the most likable I've ever felt about her on the show. Because she plays dumb well.
No, I'm not shocked about that.
And Damon Wayans Jr. just makes it.
I do like him. He was good. Coach!
I understand.
I can see Damon Wayans Jr. I don't like the other girl that was on Scrubs. I was never really
a big fan
of her.
Oh, I like her. Joe?
Yeah.
I like Joe. I find her very attractive.
I feel like there might be hope for you, Mark Popovich.
Is there how about this?
Season 2.
Is there a girl on TV you don't find attractive?
Yeah, Penny on Happy Endings.
She has an unfortunate hairline.
I don't find her attractive.
Is that the one who looks like the America Fiera girl?
Sort of. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I'm not attracted to Britta on Community.
Okay.
Let's see. Other girls on TV I'm not attracted to. This is a great list we're constructing now. This is
sorry to just spring that on you without any show prep, but.
What other? The girl that's the alleged hot girl on Big Bang Theory.
Oh, Kelly Cusso.
Whatever her name
Cusco
is, yeah. Not a fan of her.
Glenn Close, is she still on TV?
Glenn Close. Wow.
Who is the person in Prime Suspect before they cancel that?
Helen Mirren? Oh, no, Maria Bello.
There you go.
I like Maria Bello. I'm a huge fan of Maria Bello, yeah.
Wow, I did not expect that.
Yeah, I like Maria Bello. Ever since Coyote Ugly.
She was good in Coyote Ugly, yes.
And then she was also in a great movie with William H. Macy called The Cooler, which I think I've talked about before on this podcast. She was awesome in that. I'm a big Maria Bello fan.
Wow. Okay, we'll go back to that. We'll go back to that later. We can continue our long-running series of girls that Mark Popovich doesn't find attractive on TV.
It's not a long list, but...
It is not a long list. With Maria Bello making that list, it is like Ellis Island. You will take anyone.
No, come on. I'm very discerning.
Oh, my Lord. No, you're not.
All right. Well, now let's move on to the reason for the season.
It is.
The Bachelorette is back.
Yes.
Now, full disclosure, I have not seen the episode.
Well, you might be the luckiest person out of the people in this room because we all expressed hesitation about this season and... Yeah. I'll open it up to you, Heather. What were your initial thoughts about here?
Well, as somebody who didn't watch, I'm going to tell you what my fears are, and you can tell me if my fears are confirmed.
Okay.
One, Emily is not interesting.
True.
Two, I don't want to see her six-year-old kid running around all over a television.
True.
For 2 hours a night.
Right.
Okay, there we go. Those are my two big concerns. Go.
My concern for little Ricky is that she's not going to school. I'm really concerned about this.
It's North Carolina. Don't worry. School's not that important.
I think it's South Carolina.
No.
Charlotte's
North Carolina.
Is it in Charlotte, though?
Yeah, they're filming in Charlotte.
Oh, for some reason, it was one of the, I don't know. There was a South Carolina comment. I got excited.
Oh.
But Ricky, she said, Ricky's going with me everywhere. And that means all over Europe. But it was just filmed, I mean, during the school year.
Now, it was filmed during the school year. When did they start filming again? Do we remember?
January.
Okay, so now let's also say two things. One, it's sixth grade. She's six, so it's like first or second grade.
That's pretty fundamental.
Yeah.
It's not like she can't.
It's addition.
Do you think she has an ABC tutor?
Oh, yes. I definitely think she has it. I think ABC was desperate to get her. And
I still don't understand why.
Because
she's the hottest chick.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
she is hot.
She is probably the best looking bachelor they've ever had. And I loved Allie. Don't get me wrong, but
Allie was way more fun.
That's the thing. There's no personality.
There's no personality to her at all.
And what's with her face? Did you notice that her face is like just stoning up. I don't know how to pronounce, like, say
it. Does she have work done?
It looks like she's had Botox, because no matter what she said last night, it was stone face.
I think it was a combination of strong foundation makeup and her not wanting to tilt her hand too much.
She looks almost scary now. Like, she does not look my age. I refuse to believe she's
Is she actually your age?
She's supposedly, like, 26.
Yeah, no, I know.
27.
But I was never going to ask your age, because we try to be gentle on this podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I'm proud.
So, yeah,
but
no,
yeah,
I totally agree.
She looks 40. Like, she looks like a hot 35-year-old.
Yeah, I agree. Like, when they brought out a lot of these K-list dudes, that I feel like they would put their listed age and they'd be in the same ballpark of, like, 27,
right.
26. But they looked so much younger than she did.
Yeah.
And I think that was part of the problem.
Yeah,
now,
they do look young. Can I say, too, because I'm really focused on Chris Harrison this season now
with the divorce.
I'm going to look at the ring. But like,
It was there the first episode. I did look.
But with it being in Charlotte, do you think I have this scenario where his wife is like, it's me or Emily? Like, you either stay in L.A. with me or you go to Charlotte to film this. And he chose Emily. And I feel like that was part of it.
Now
I feel like he's chosen sides.
I want to guess at what part of the that's going to be our biggest writing thing. Like, every week we're going to be like, is this the week he doesn't have his ring? Or does he keep his ring the whole time as like a show
of support?
I think
it'll be after the rose.
After the final rose? Because there will be some point later on.
I can't wait until Emily and the guy she ends up with end up after the final rose. They end up, we find out they're broken up, shocker, and Chris Harrison swoops in for the kill.
See, I don't know.
I hope not.
I hope not,
that's
too, but
so
that would make
creepy,
great
Chris
TV.
Harrison.
It would make great TV.
It would.
I agree with you. I'd rather see Chris Harrison as The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Did you hear about The Bachelor's success, though? About Cape Cod and
Peyton? Cod and Peyton got married.
I was very
it's
excited
official.
For that.
Yeah.
Very happy.
It proves that love does. Every time you bag on me, every time I say that it happens, you're like, this never happens, and I keep rattling off the same
but
people.
But it's never people actually meet on that show.
Molly and Jason. I have to keep playing this game. I'll play this game
he
again.
He didn't pick her at the end.
Also, only because that was a stunt contrived by ABC. I swear to God that happened.
Okay, Heather, you get us on with, introduce us to some of these events that happened this week and some bachelors.
This thing was set up is they first reintroduced Emily to the masses with her hanging around with Ricky, telling her sad story. And then basically you met all the guys and the cocktail party. I really feel that there wasn't any...
It was weird. It was shorter. It was an hour and a half.
Yes.
It was not in its regular time. I don't understand what ABC is doing to me.
Dancing with the Stars.
They're trying to get a strong lead in with us. Dancing
but
with
are
the
they
Stars
always,
finale.
They don't always do that, though, do
no,
they?
No, this
usually,
is a new thing. It's May sweep, so because usually they don't start the Bachelorette until after May sweeps, and so they wanted to double up and try and go through it. ABC's very worried about being caught by NBC in the sweeps run.
Okay, because what happened was I just didn't watch it
really?
Until later.
Yeah.
I didn't think the Biggest Loser people can run down NBC right now. What's NBC have that's...
The Super Bowl, which still counts towards their overall ratings.
That's so BS. I'm going to tell you now, I am not going to be a fan of that. I'm sorry. So here are some of the good guys that I think that we had, that we went through. The first one, it is already... The first guy they show is already being set up as the bad boy, as the enemy...
Yes.
Is that Kalon?
Is it Kalon or Callan?
Callan, I think, is his actual
name. Like Callan?
Rhymes with Talon, I
think. Yeah, K-A-L-O-N.
Yes.
That's somebody's name.
It's somebody. Now, by the way, I wrote him down as the 2012 Pete Campbell.
Wow.
He acts like him. He's got the blue. He showed us off the blue suit. He's the luxury, like, brand buyer or designer or something.
Wow.
I don't think it's a real job.
I don't think it's a real job either. He came in on a helicopter.
Wow.
Yes.
That was his intro. And... Even Chris Harrison trashed his helicopter in his blog. It's not like the good ones that we use. He had a junkie or something like that.
I was wondering if it was
that's kind of awesome.
His own.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
I think that was his choice.
Yeah, he's awful, but he's going to be there for a little bit.
He's like producer's pick, screamed all of
yeah.
them. He's got at least 3 or 4 weeks left in him.
And he's attractive and he wears glasses without... prescription lenses and like that
that's
kind
annoying.
Of
as somebody who legitimately wears glasses that I find that really annoying.
I know,
even Russell Westbrook the other night annoyed me with that.
I was gonna say it's very NBA right now.
Yeah.
We also had Ryan, who I chose for you guys. I wrote down the boys pick because I feel like you would like Ryan. He's the one from Augusta.
He's from Georgia. He was a former NFL player.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And now he does like coaching or rehab kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think he does like those high performance sports things for that. He seemed like a good guy. As Amanda's pick to win it all.
Really?
Yes. Because he does well with kids. He's 31. He's a little older.
Oh.
That was Amanda's thing every time. She needs a man.
But Emily doesn't know sports.
But I don't think she necessarily cares.
Come on, she used to have a TV career at racetracks where she did broadcasts from.
But that again, that's not a sport. We have Tony, who is a lumber buyer and a dad, who was prettily corny. This is the guy who came in with the slipper and the shoe and said, I'm Prince Charming looking for my match.
Oh, that's not going to go.
They were so cheesy.
Yeah, like, every introduction was terrible.
Awful. The worst I've ever seen. It was bad.
What happened to just shaking someone's hand?
There were a couple of people that were very, and they got picked.
And they stood out to me. I'm like, wow, you're normal.
Yeah, the shaking hand. Oh, you're very beautiful. My name is Ryan, I think was one of them. It's not the same Ryan. I think there might be two. That was very nice to me. Or Sean. I raised insurance. He's like, my name's Sean. You're very beautiful. I'm so lucky it's you. Nice to meet you. I can't wait to talk to you more inside. Walk away.
Nate did the same thing.
Yes.
Nate's one of my
Except
he's an accountant
Nate is,
from LA.
Yeah, Nate's 25, and he looks like he's 18. And
yes.
He looks way younger than she does.
But he carried himself pretty well.
Yes. I feel like a lot of these – this is the part that made me really curious in the sense that I thought you'd get higher quality, top shelf men in the sense that, like, you know it's going to be Emily. You know she's attractive. You know she's going to be like your as my wife explained it, like Emily is such like the stereotype of womanhood, right? She's sweet. She's nice. She's pretty. She's nurturing, et cetera, et cetera. You think that the doctors or the lawyers or the CEOs would have been more likely to be like, I want that kind of other person.
How many doctors, lawyers, CEOs sign up for The Bachelor?
There's always one or two. The person who's in Jillian's year, Ed.
At least a dental hygienist.
We don't even have that.
Ed won it as a lawyer. You don't remember.
That's true.
Who?
You were, I think that Jillian Harris was slightly more into.
He had to leave because of work. I think maybe ABC they don't want people to leave because of work. They had that for like three different seasons. They had to choose. And maybe they just want people that will never have to make that choice.
Maybe.
Like a rehab counselor.
Hey, that's the sign that the economy is getting better, by the way. We don't need any other economic indicators. When you know that you can't take time, you can start like being on The Bachelor more again. You know that the economy is recovering.
That's true. That's a good point.
Who are some of the one guy dressed up as a grandma?
Yeah, I don't remember which one.
Randy,
that.
I wrote
Randy.
Down.
Wow.
I mean, who would ever think that would work?
That's
it was awkward.
That did not work out well. We have poor Lavore, which sadly should have been the token one.
LaVon,
is that what it
LaRon.
Was? I was not paying attention.
LaRon.
I knew he was going to get voted off on day one, and I was like, this was them trying to hedge their bets against a lawsuit. And of course, she didn't get picked.
But he was like
attractive.
He was, by the way,
they had two black guys.
One black guy.
It's
just eight different names.
Yeah, we just couldn't quite remember his name.
I think it's LaRon or LaRon.
And
he also had an
incredible. How come we can't get the one black guy's name right?
Because I'll tell you now, it was like the fourth guy that was up, and I was still like cleaning up for dinner.
LeRone.
LaRon, I don't know.
Right.
Well, hey, maybe you could have done that if you would have watched the whole. You could have saved this podcast.
All right.
He also had a small
By
dog.
The way, I put him down as the Rooney Rule pick, just for you. In the NFL,
that's awesome.
In the NFL, anytime you have to hire a new coach, you have to interview at least one minority candidate now.
Oh.
It's called the Rooney Rule. Oh. And so for The Bachelor, they had to just put one.
Now, you said there were some Hispanic guys as well?
Two Hispanic guys. There was a Brazilian.
Did they play Latin music when they walked in?
Oh, my God. Don't get me started.
For the Brazilian, they did. And then for the Colombian, they didn't.
For the Colombian, they just didn't have, like, a bag of Coke strapped to them or anything?
So here's the thing. So, like, the guy comes in. They're playing the happy music.
Okay.
And then they're like, hi, my name is, where do I have that Brazilian guy?
Alessandro?
No, Alejandro's the other guy with the.
There was Alessandro and Alejandro.
Oh.
I swear.
You could be right.
The Brazilian.
So, like, watch. So, first of all, like, listen, watch this when he comes in. So, he comes in, normal music when he comes in. The second he says, because, like, you have an accent. Because he's from, like, Minnesota. They put him from Minnesota. But it's like, oh, because he, like, walks up to her and, like, you know, Alessandro, 20, 30 from I think he's a buyer in Minnesota or something. Yeah. And then he goes down there, kisses her on both cheeks. Sorry, this is what we do in my country. She's like, oh, where are you from? He says, I'm from Brazil. Boom. Cue the music. Cue the music. It was so bad. I literally got up out of my seat.
Somewhere Ricky Ricardo is smiling.
It was so bad.
And then she tried to speak her Spanish to him. Oh. And I wanted to be like, not the same.
By the way,
maybe
it's the bias that I get from being in Southern California, and maybe I don't see the rest of the world that way. My coastal elitist bias. I have never seen a human being more uncomfortable having Spanish spoke to her.
Really?
Yeah,
she did not. It was not a big thing. I thought they were all going home.
With Alejandro, the Colombian, she tried to actually say something. And I think she said, like, me llamo Emilia. Or something
Amelia.
Like, I don't even know if she said Amelia. She was pretty bad.
Wow.
It was uncomfortable.
Did either of those two make it?
They both made it.
Ooh.
I, spicy.
The Colombian is the mushroom farmer.
From San Francisco. I liked him. Like, I figured that he'd be one of those people where, like, I could hang out with him.
If they go on a date where there's a salsa making contest. You might throw things at the TV.
I would. I would literally like spend 5 minutes ranting on the spot. You had David, a singer-songwriter.
Okay,
West.
How about Kristen's friend that she went to high school with? Kristen went to high school with Ari Lyndike Jr.
By the way, he's a serious pick. He's going to go far. The race car driver? I got him in the top. I got him in the top three easily. We're going to Scottsdale.
Yeah.
We're going to Scottsdale, people.
Wow.
Fire up all the great parts of Scott. We could have the first time that a Bachelor City has brought back-to-back Bachelor winners.
They can. That would be amazing.
Courtney has Scottsdale written.
Right. Yeah.
That could be amazing. The new reality capital of the world.
Wow.
Polish off all the fun things to do in Scottsdale, which are...
Get fake married.
See a cactus.
Zips.
You can go to Zips, look pensively at a cactus.
Yeah, you could go a lot of chain restaurants choose from.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, so you have
it's like Aliso blew up.
So you have Charlie, who is a recruiter that got a tragic fall. He is winning my Channing Tatum Award for both the big puffy guy that will somehow try to woo people with their sad tales. It was a Nicholas Sparks movie starring Channing Tatum.
Oh wow!
Watch. You disagree?
I don't. All I wrote was normal guy.
He was kind of normal. He put him as a recruiter. I assume it's military. I don't know. I don't think he's like, he would be like a corporate headhunter.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you do as a recruiter. Like he has a tragic accident. He was just hanging out on like his second.
So are him and Emily going to have an emotional bond over
tragedy? Oh, I think so. And I think they both have that Southern roots. Mm. I think he was hanging out
are
with
most
his friends.
Of the guys Southern?
Yeah. I think
no,
so.
No, there's a lot from,
well,
the,
a
East
lot of
co- from the West Coast. California, Seattle.
Yeah.
There was a lot.
Got a good mix.
You know what I think that thing is? I think this is her foray into other, which is why I think she's taking Ricky. She's got show mom written all over her.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Is she saying from the very beginning, or is it implied that whoever she marries is moving to Charlotte?
I don't think it's I think that's going to be something later on. I don't think that's necessarily the case.
Because they moved this entire show to Charlotte for her. She wasn't willing to move her child for a show.
But I think...
She might for true love.
Yeah, I think it comes down to, you know, if she finds the right person and it's the right situation for her and Ricky, I think she's going to be able to try to move wherever she can to make sure that love comes this time. Because that's one of the mistakes she made with Brad.
That's true.
What was that?
She wasn't willing to move to Austin.
But she knew she wasn't willing to move to Austin.
By the way, don't get me started. I just recreated like four different scenes
These
from The Bachelor for you, and what did I get? Nothing.
Well,
nothing.
I'm sorry. I'm still mad at them, okay?
All right. Jeff.
Jeff, I was going to get to Jeff
next. You give me your thoughts about Jeff.
Wait, is this the same Jeff that wore a mask the entire time?
No, I wish
bringing him back?
No, so he basically looks like a cross between 1950s Biff Tannen and Michael J. Fox.
He was Back to the Future.
He did
the skateboard. He skateboarded.
His introduction was the limo came in with him holding on to the end of it.
It's not safe.
It is not safe.
No.
Was he wearing a helmet?
No.
No, because he's got his hair is its own helmet.
He's got the whoosh.
Yeah.
The Toms of bottled water.
It was the Toms of bottled water. By the way, he doesn't know what Toms are.
Yes, you do.
Wait, the shoes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why are they bottled water?
Because his thing is like for every bottled water. He's got heart healthy water.
He has like good for the world bottled water is his deal.
I know what Toms are.
Okay. Hey, really? You're going to get offended that there's some cultural trend of this year or last year that you're not quite up on?
I'm up on all my internet memes of 2010.
Okay. By the way, then how about this? Let me tell you this. Jeff has Bruno Mars hair.
I know who Bruno Mars is because I watched the Grammys on CBS.
Are you a doo-wop gangster?
No. I don't think Bruno Mars. I don't like Bruno Mars. And you know what else? I don't think Bruno Mars is more talented than Adele either. I'll tell you that right now.
I agree with you.
Tough call. No, I'm just kidding.
That was a long bus ride.
He's 27, and he wears a light denim jacket.
Yes, he goes denim still.
Interesting.
But she kept referring to him as the cool guy, and how she kept getting nervous around him because he's so cool, and he's so cool
guy. Is he hip?
Oh, he's a hipster. I'm telling you now, as I wrote down this, if Jeff cool, because if he's cool, then you can call me Miles Davis.
Wow, is he wearing retro basketball jerseys around?
He would be. Like, watch him and then...
When they have that competition. Well,
there's very few people that I think we could be cooler than. He might do better things for the environment, but I wouldn't necessarily label him as cool.
I saw an Instagram picture of him online, and he looked pretty cool, all filtered and looking away with some glasses on.
How did you find...
What's Instagram?
There you go! Sorry, it would have been so bad if you didn't just tell our audience that you're up on all the memes of 2012.
No, I said 2010.
Oh, 10. Okay, good. Let's say, whoo!
Facebook just bought it for like $1 billion.
Okay,
right?
I saw that, but I don't know what it is.
On the Daily Show, I'm betting.
Yeah.
It's an application for your iPhone or Android.
Okay,
a picture-taking app. But you can.
But can't you already take pictures?
Yeah, but you can, like, filter it and you can post them. It's almost like a...
Like, filter it.
Like, you can do different...
Backgrounds and make it change.
Like, you can do different shading to it so it looks kind of vintage or hipster.
There's a hipster shade you can take a picture in?
No, but you make it look like those
old
Polaroids.
It looks like an old Polaroid.
You can tag.
Why can't I just get a Polaroid?
Because they don't make them anymore.
They don't make Polaroids anymore?
Yes, they stopped making. After they realized that you cannot shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Wait, seriously, they don't make Polaroid cameras? I'm sorry, they don't make Polaroid cameras anymore?
No. Where are you going to buy a Polaroid camera?
Like, it was cameras? Like 4 years ago or something.
At a camera
stopped.
Shop.
So there was this big...
Where's the camera shop?
That's a really good point.
Next to the vacuum cleaner store.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a vacuum store in San Clemente.
Only in San Clemente do you still have a vacuum cleaner.
You are very
store.
Trapped in 1960.
But really, they
I'm sorry.
I honestly didn't know they stopped making Polaroids.
Yes. They
there was
stopped.
A big run on the film a few years ago when they announced it. Like, people started buying it up.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Are you pissed that you missed that opportunity?
Well, I never had a Polaroid camera, but like when I our old roommate and I, like, we had a Polaroid and it was really cool. And like we took Polaroids of like different events, we hung them up in our apartment together. It was really fun.
Now you can do that on your phone, but when you hang them up on your Facebook wall. But it's the same concept.
Yeah. But that this is
I really don't like that concept.
I'm sorry. You can also print them out still, I'm sure.
Not a huge fan.
And cut them into a square.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can use it for scrapbooking, or you can also tag your pictures so you can follow trends, or much like in Twitter, things like that. You can have your various hashtags. You can
hashtag a picture.
Well, because when you upload it to Instagram.
So how do I see your photos on Instagram?
Because it gets posted to Facebook.
Or you can friend me on Instagram.
Oh.
You can have followers on Instagram just like you would on Twitter.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Welcome.
Very
excited.
Okay. Thank
welcome
you.
Welcome to 8 months ago.
All right.
Pleasure to have you.
I feel much better now about life.
Great.
I feel like I learned a lot right there.
I mean, we can go through the only other person that I want to talk about that's anything worse is two people. One, Wolf. I feel like Wolf needs
there's
to be
somebody
talked about.
Named Wolf.
That's his nickname. His friends call him Wolf.
Well, there's two Johns, so I appreciate that instead of being John S., he gave himself
Wolf.
Yeah. Let me tell you now. Let's say. I'm meeting a girl that I've never met before. You lead with Wolf?
Apparently.
If I came out and said, hi, my name's Bruce, but they really call me Dagger. Like, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's a guy I want to spend some quality time with.
Dagger sounds cool. He sounds edgy.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Yes.
Dangerous. He sounds like a man who's got a tough past.
Yeah.
Hard scrabble life.
I guess you would remember. Like, I had a kid ask me to call him Dragon, and when I asked, like, would you rather be called something else, he told me Dragon.
Did you call him Dragon?
I told him I never would, but I ended up doing it because I remembered it, you know, first week
was
of
this
school.
Was this last year?
No,
it
was like
ago.
3 years ago.
Okay, I think I had him too. Sorry,
like, you don't remember one of many of his name, but you remember Dragon.
That's true.
So maybe he was just trying to get,
right,
like,
Wolf,
a mnemonic
Wolf,
device.
Name brand recognition.
So, and then Travis.
I was going to talk about the other John, but go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, John, the other John was the guy from Seattle who won the first impression rose.
Oh, okay. We should talk about
that. So now, okay. So now do we project him going far?
Yes. Yes. He has a kid. Ooh. His kid is 11.
Yeah.
Wrote Emily a letter.
Gotta love that.
Genius. He gave her the letter next to the fireplace. She read it. He looked teary. She got teary. He got the first impression rose.
Wow. But she asked to be his new mom?
No, but here's the thing. Like,
you're really hot. I'd like you to come move in with me. I'm 11.
Yeah, seriously. So I'm getting feelings now.
Yeah, I'm starting to develop some feelings here.
I think that he's going to actually be pretty good, to be honest with you.
Like, his eyes freak me out. They're really beady.
Yeah. Well, the other one, like, Chris is 25. He's from Chicago. And he's a douchey single guy who looks like he goes far. That Amanda said he's 25. He must be a Dominican 25 because he looks like he's 35. So that was, and then the last guy, the guy who carried an egg. He was going to prove to Emily that he was nurturing. So Travis, 30.
What is he, a junior in high school in child development
it's
class?
It's like an ostrich egg.
Yeah, it's not a tiny egg.
Did they not approve him to bring a bag of flour like they did on Saved by the Bell? I mean, good Lord.
No, so I'll ask you guys this. What is a worse introduction, egg or mask?
The mask is the worst.
I think the egg is the worst. The egg could drop, it could spill, on her, it could break all over and cause a major scene. The mask, you just go, little edgy, little raw, I don't know what
that
he's like.
That is not what you said when you saw that.
Or really, really weird.
Like, at least the...
Both of them need to go. Did the egg guy make it?
No, he's good for 1 week.
He's good. Yeah, but, I mean, at least there was a metaphor behind it. I don't know, the mask is like... just weird.
The mask
and
had
a deformity.
The mask had a message. The message was, I just had a traumatic brain injury.
That's true.
Now, does this...
But he just thought he was so hot.
I did like the mask part in the sense that at least we got footage of the mask creeping around the bachelor pad later.
Maybe
on.
They'll kick the guy off but keep the egg and it'll just be in the background every week.
That would be exciting. If you could
spot
find out where the egg was in every scene...
Literally then, finding the Easter eggs.
There you go. Do you know what Easter eggs are? That's
yes,
exciting.
I do. Yeah, I do.
I didn't know how far back we were going to have to go.
Hey, I got a lot going on.
You're a busy man.
My only other question was to Bruce, since you didn't watch. Where they go to London, where else did it look like they went?
I was hoping you said, because I saw London, I saw France.
Oh,
I hope I see Emily's underpants. I'll finish that off for
I
you.
I saw many kisses.
Yeah, she was pretty putting herself out there. I was kind of impressed with that. I think they looked like they were going to some... either Switzerland, some central European place.
Okay.
London's going to spend some time. I think you get a little bit
Olympics.
Of time.
For the Olympics. Do you think that was a tie-in?
Yes.
Does ABC do the Olympics?
No, NBC does.
But I definitely...
The Olympics were in 2010 in Vancouver and in 2000. They haven't happened yet in London.
My point is, but you've seen the news to come
to
visit
get you
London.
Ready.
The London Tourism Board's going hard right now
that's
to try
true.
To get people to come out there. So I think that's a tie-in for that.
Okay. Thank you.
I think you're getting somewhere...
I made a point.
Either in like... Spain or Portugal, it looked like you got a little, you know,
Iberian
southern
Peninsula.
Spain. Yeah, I think the Iberian Peninsula somewhere, or it's Italy. I think you're going to go London, Europe, somewhere in the Mediterranean, and then come across to some bizarre island in
Cyprus.
The Caribbean. No, yeah. And some bizarre island in the Caribbean, Caribbean. And then you're
Dominican Republic.
You're in the hometowns, and then you're somewhere else for the final.
Okay.
I don't think Ricky's going to make the final, or maybe she is. Oh my God, that's going to make a terrible scene where like. He proposes, she says yes, they hug,
Ricky comes running in.
Oh, and then they all jump in the pool.
In a matching dress. Well,
isn't that what Jason did?
They did. He did. Well, I'm sorry, because now our listeners can't watch my face process two terrible ideas being thrown at me at the same time. I'm sorry. I am not talented enough to handle both. Both are equally awful. Yours was...
Ricky in a matching dress.
Matching dress. Okay, you were matching dress, which is awful and most likely to happen. You had an amazing one.
To jump in the pool, jump, a la Jason.
Oh, my God. I get all three of them together.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Holding hands. They're now one. They're a family. And then if she picks a guy who already has a kid, can his kid come running out too?
Well, then you get, you know, the extra footage of the play date between Ricky and second kid.
There was one guy who got kicked off, Brent, who wore a name tag, so I remembered it. But he had six kids. And I remember thinking, why are you here?
Six. That seems
six.
Like...
See, I thought he was joking the
is
first
he
time.
Catholic?
He was like, do you want to see? He's 41. I remember him. And he was like, do you want to see a picture of me or you want to see a picture of my six kids? I thought he was kidding. I thought he was going to show, like, dogs or puppies or
no.
something.
Goldfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has six kids, I think.
Wow.
He has six for goldfish.
Real. And he lives in California.
I don't know.
I know. Fresno.
Who has six kids?
Barely friends. Keith so Barnett.
He's gone.
Keith Barnett, you're right. Oh, wow. Well, it sounds like it's going to be
I don't know.
A
this
year.
One's going to be tough. Like this one, I thought.
I was going to say exciting, but it doesn't sound exciting.
This is going to be a tough season to get through, I feel.
It could get good.
I think the podcast is going to help propel us like it always does.
I think it's going to help.
The duty to our listeners.
The guys end up, usually you end up liking some
There's
of the guys.
Some camaraderie with the guys.
The guys usually get funny.
I do like the fact that she lit that dude up that spoke ill of Ricky.
Oh, called her baggage?
Yeah, it's like, oh, you come with some other baggage. And she stormed in and was like, you said, do you have anything to say for yourself? And he was kind of like hemming hot. She said, get the F out.
She used the F word.
Yeah. And for her, I mean, but like,
for
you
a
and
good
I.
Southern Belle, yeah.
So I feel like that was pretty good.
Yeah, there may be some drama.
So I feel like I like the fact there's a little fire underneath that Southern spice.
There was a lot of crying in the montage.
Yeah, lots of dudes
crying.
Sensies.
Wow.
So.
That's who's got time to go on The Bachelorette.
Yeah, apparently.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to getting caught up and seeing all our predictions and making more predictions in the future. So,
I'm
very good.
Thank you guys for having
me. Oh, no problem. It's always great having you in there.
It is.
I'm sure we'll have to get your thoughts as it keeps going about which guys are actually worthy. Separate the contenders from the pretenders.
Okay, good.
And I know that you're the person that does that for us.
Absolutely
I'll
true.
Show Mark on an app.
Yeah. By the way, take a photo and put it on Instagram so Mark can figure that one out today.
We'll do.
I can't wait.
Maybe you should take a picture of you two before you go so that way you can make it polarized.
It could be our Instagram picture.
Great. I can't wait.
All right. So thank you again, Heather, for being in. I'm Bruce Carlisle.
I'm Mark Popovich. We'll see you next week in the neighborhood.